Greetings, it's Barbara J. Faison, the host of your Why Struggle podcast. I am your meditation ambassador, and it is my intent to share ideas, insights, and inspirations for us all to struggle less and enjoy life more. I wanted to briefly talk about something this morning that I hope will be impactful for other people. Yesterday in Atlanta, we had some storms, and it's always so fascinating to me when we talk about storm and weather and how we forecast all these different things. And they were talking about the storms were coming all day long, so people were at heightened awareness of storms. And then it finally trickled down to my area in Atlanta. I guess the storm started coming at around 9 p.m. or something like that. So my husband usually goes to bed early when he's behaving himself. That's another podcast. And so he went gone to bed, and by the time I finished getting his lunch together and all this kind of stuff, I was about to go to bed, and it started thundering and lightning. And we have a lot of natural light come through the house. And I know Lacey gets a little antsy when she gets very antsy when it's storming like that. For those of you who are new listening to my podcast, Lacey is my 14-year-old Yorkie poo who is just adorable. And if you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, you'll see her. But she gets really antsy in storms. And Lacey was my mom's dog. And my mom used to tell me this all the time. She really doesn't do well in storms. So I made the decision not to go to the back to stay up front with her because I knew she would be restless in her pet pad. And that's her little pet bed that's across from our bed. So I just kind of reclined on the sofa and tried to rest as much as I could and just put my hands on her and just kind of touch her so she could relax a little bit. And she was quite restless, and I'm not sure what time I actually got in bed, but it was late. And I just wanted to remind us of the power of touch. And in this case, it was physical touch. I was able to touch her and she relaxed after she finally settled down. Then she'd wake back up. Then she'd be restless and then she'd settle down a little bit. But what she likes to do at times like that is get right next to me. She might not lie on me or lay on me, but she'll get right next to me and make sure that part of her body is hitting some part of my body. So the side of her body was hitting my thigh. And then I just rested my hand on her and just kind of tried to relax a little bit. I meditated a little bit and just relaxed. And it calmed her. And I waited for the storms to stop. And it started back up again. So she'd jump up with heightened awareness. And then she'd settle back down. And then I picked her up and eventually got her to bed. I'm not sure if any of you remember. There are two things that come to mind when I think about touch. I think about the Diana Ross song, "Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can." Okay, I really wish I could sing, but you really don't want me to sing. So go Google it if you don't know the song. It's a beautiful song. And then I think about the AT&T commercial back in the day. It was "Reach out and touch someone." And they were talking about the power of your voice to reach out and touch someone. So I encourage you to reach out and touch someone today. I just finished talking with a dear, dear friend of mine. And, you know, we talk pretty regularly, but it was on me to call her today. And she, you know, was just having one of those days or having one of those after effects of a day from yesterday. And I remind myself that, you know, some days are just funky. And I say days, and I rarely say days are funky because I believe a funky day is because we have a series of funky moments, right? Or icky moments or stinky moments, however you want to color them. But the reason it becomes a day is because it just seems that crap after crap after crap after crap keeps happening. And we have those days. Give yourself permission to have those days. I don't recommend that we have those days a lot, but we have to give ourselves permission to be kind to ourselves when we have those days or those moments, and then to release it, to shake it off, whatever your practices are, to shake that off. Listen, we're here. We're humans. We're living this human experience. We came here to have human experiences, and part of those experiences are funky days, moments, icky, sticky, stinky days and moments. And in the end, it's all good, right? It's all good. And I know a lot of people are out there dealing with elderly parents. And I will tell you, and I say this, I oftentimes will run into mother and daughters at the grocery store, and I'll just smile and I'll make sure I say something to both of them, or I'll say something to the mother, and then I'll just lean over to the daughter and say, enjoy every aggravating moment, right? Because when you're in that space of parenting your parent, because that's what happens as they get older, you then become the parent and they're the child. There is just this unique experience of being in that realm, parenting your parent. And there are days and moments of annoyance to no end. And I still say, love every annoying moment. Because at some point in time, you won't have it. That is the nature of this thing we call life. Life is finite. It is not infinite in the sense that we know it. It is infinite, but our physical form as we live it is finite. And I will continue to say that because somewhere we forget that. And we forget that we will not physically be in this form, in this incarnation, forever. It's finite. And maybe it's because I've crossed over the 50 line that I'm really clear about that. And doing my best to make decisions that I feel like I want to be able to live with more, it's finite. Life is finite. So when you have those moments, just remember it's going to change. The annoyance, hopefully, will move to a level of appreciation and then to what I call annoyance to acceptance and then to appreciation. How I evaluate my growth is if the things that used to annoy me, I have learned to accept and then turn in turn appreciate, that's how I know I'm growing. When I can get to that space, the little things that annoyed me, I've accepted them, and then I can appreciate because I look at what they teach me about myself. This is all about me. My book was all about me. When I did Why Struggle, it was all about what I felt like I wanted to do and how I wanted to live my life. And then I felt compelled to share it. So those are my musings. If you check my podcast out, it's just musings on life. So a quick recap. Touch someone today. Touch them with a gesture, with a phone call, or even a thought. Touch them in your mind. It's really powerful. And then remember the things that annoy you, possibly learn to accept them and then appreciate them. Look at what they teach you about yourself. That's the layering process, looking at what you're learning about yourself as we learn, evolve, and grow. I'm Barbara J. Faison. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I have a YouTube channel. I'm sort of on Snapchat, not really, but I do have an ID on Snapchat. I'd love to hear your thoughts on touch or on annoyances and living with this unpredictable nature of this thing we call life. So remember that you are the creator of your life. Think about what you want to create or be in tune with what you want to create and know that you're putting out energy to bring that in. So that's the part about having those days. If we stay in the ickiness, we'll continue to have ickiness come to us. If we can learn how to have tools to help us shake the ickiness, different things will come to us. And I am a firm believer of sometimes you just need to stay in the ickiness. At least I do. Sometimes I just need to have those funky days and chalk it up to go to bed early, and then the next day is a new day. So. Anyway, I'm done with my musings and ramblings. I hope you are creating the life you want to experience. And remember, it's almost always a good time to stop, to breathe, and to savor life. Be well, my friends.